fresh off that embarrassing loss at home, the Broncos look to bounce back in the Steel City this week against Pittsburgh. Peyton is still out. That means Brock is still in. And it's a huge test for the NFL's number one ranked defense as Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers are closing fast on that top spot in the AFC North. In the Zone with Coach Kubiak kicks off right now.
Welcome to In the Zone with, of course, Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak. All right, Coach, I hate to start us off on a downer, but really tough loss last week against Oakland. You feel good about your team's chances to bounce back from a tough loss like that?
I always feel good about our team, you know, but no, that was tough. You know, we had a chance early in the game to really put somebody away, let them hang around, made some mistakes in the second half. And, you know, in this league, when you do that, I mean, that's what happens to you. But back to work this week. Big challenge on the road with Pittsburgh. Got a chance to win our seventh road game of the year, which that'd be pretty special as an organization. So very focused and getting ready to go.
And you move forward past that game film. Do you lament on that film? Do you look at it, try to fix it? Sometimes do you say, you know what, don't even worry about it. We know that's not us. Or how do you go?
Oh no,
about
you
that?
Worry about them all. You know, that's what we do. So you take a look at it. I usually talk to the team after the game, and I remember telling them the other day, this is what I saw, and I'm gonna go watch tomorrow, and I'll let you know if I change my mind. Well, I didn't change my mind. We made some big mistakes in the second half, and obviously didn't play well in the red zone. So and had a turnover on special teams. But no, those things. That's, you know, in our business, when it's good, you got to tune out all the great things people say about you. And when something bad happens, you got to tune out all the noise and go back and play the next day. So we're focused on our job.
Still a 10-3 ball club. Good to keep in mind. The big news this week, Peyton Manning returns to practice. How's he look? How's he feel?
It's been good. You know, it's kind of been a progression. Wednesday, maybe half the practice. Thursday, a little bit more than that. So we'll see about Friday. But the bottom line, he's back with the football, back with the team, getting involved in all those type of things, taking the steps that we need to take to get available again.
Speaking of that involvement, let's hear from some of the Broncos players now about getting number 18 back to practice.
Seeing him out there throw the ball and, you know, take some reps during practice, it was good to see that, and it was encouraging. We know we're going to need him, so, you know, the sooner the better.
Peyton's been battling a lot of injuries, and, you know, anytime a guy gets the opportunity to get back, it's always good. So we're happy, and he looked good out there today.
First off, is that hat that Manuel's wearing?
That's Belleville. Manuel's Belleville's finest right there. But, guys are always concerned about their teammates. And they see what he's been through and physically working his way back. And, you know, it's like any other injured player. When they battle their way back and they start to make the steps to get back on the field, I think for players, you know, that's encouraging. So it's been a good boost.
And just to reiterate your game plan, the franchise's game plan right now moving forward, it truly is a week-to-week situation.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so, you know, I'm watching the steps that we're taking here. Last week was a good week. We're not through with this one yet, but it has been very good thus far. And Brock's our leader going into this game again, and it's his fifth start as a pro. And, boy, has he done a good job. And we need to go down there and play well as a team and continue to get these guys healthy that aren't out there.
All right, speaking of Brock, we'll move there now. But first up, he did say it was a little weird taking snaps ahead of the future Hall of Famer, Peyton Manning. Let's hear from him.
It was a little strange to watch, you know, Peyton take those scout team reps today. But you know what? Once again, that's just something out of my control. You know, I was told to go to the first team huddle, and you're the starter this week, and that's what I did.
Not just his
good
ability.
Good boy, you know.
That's right.
He does what he's told. No, I mean, you know, that's there's always good topics of conversation. But really, our work has been the same, you know, nothing different. And we knew as a team we needed to go back this week and really have a good week, a good focus, good practice. We've had good competition this week, and we lacked that a little bit last week because of a lot of injury issues. So we've gotten back to a little bit of that.
You mentioned the injuries earlier. It certainly affected the way you went about practice last week. This week as well, to some extent. How has it affected, changed things?
I mean, we've obviously still got some things going on, but we did get a few guys back this week early. We're forced inside for a couple of days because of our weather, but I like our practice. I think our guys have been focused, and, you know, there's three big weeks left and none bigger than this one, but I think our guys are very focused on what's happening.
A lot of playoff implications on the line. The Steelers at Pittsburgh. We're going to get coaches' thoughts on taking on Pittsburgh here in just a little bit, but for now, let's go into studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. this week's Behind Enemy Lines focuses on a Steeler that wasn't expected to be a starter this season, but has been one of the most productive running backs in the NFL this year. D'Angelo Williams was behind Le'Veon Bell on the depth chart, but after Bell's suspension and then a season-ending injury, the 32-year-old has racked up nearly 800 yards rushing and 8 touchdowns, which ranks 3rd best in the NFL. Time now for this week's Stop the Game, brought to you by the Colorado Quit Line. And once again, we turn to one of the best pass rushers in the league, Von Miller. Around the edge, strip sack on David Carr. That's Miller's 10th sack of the season. Good for 8th best in the NFL. Unfortunately, no win for the Broncos last week. All right, we're just getting started on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Still to come, one of the team's new additions, Vernon Davis, joins us as this week's player guest. Plus, wide receiver Cody Latimer has a new touchdown dance. Thanks to his biggest fan, we'll have that story next.